from KQED.
Back in the day, and I'm talking way back, from the gold rush to the vaudeville era, if it happened in California, there's a pretty good chance someone wrote a song about it. Well, a new exhibit highlights 80 years of popular sheet music, all of it reflecting the state's colorful history. The exhibit is called Singing the Golden State. Housed on two floors at the Society of California Pioneers in San Francisco, it's filled with music memorabilia, including instruments, recordings, and the covers of sheet music, designed by some of the era's leading graphic artists. Curator James Keller gave me a tour.
This is an exhibit that features sheet music from the 19th century and the early 20th century, and principally through the decorative and pictorial sheet music covers of the music of that era.
And it seems like no topic is too small for music.
There's not a shipwreck or a train wreck or
a flood
that takes place in California that doesn't have a song written about it. It's just simply everything that is covered. But of course, most of the songs are about the eternal topic, love, romance, that sort of thing, and also appreciation of the spectacular beauty of California that you'll find over and over as a theme in these songs.
California, here I come, right back where I started from, where bowers of flowers bloom in the sun. Each morning, that dawning bird is singing everything.
So this exhibit begins roughly with the gold rush, and we're standing in front of some sheet music covers here from that era. Talk about the gold rush and it as a topic of inspiration for music.
Well, the gold rush is really the beginning of modern history in California. Before that, of course, we had mission culture and there was Native American culture, but it was the gold rush that really opened up California into its modernity, we could say. And 1849 is the big year. So right away in 1849, we have music being published about California because it was of national interest and the name California would sell copies of music. So some of the first pieces are from 1849, published not in California, but in New York, the center of the publishing industry, and they just slap a name on it, California Polka, composed and dedicated to the New York Mining Company, for instance, from 1849. I mean, that's really quite extraordinary that a piece like that would come out.
Let's walk over to this wall over here, because there's a lot of, and I should say, a lot of this exhibit is the artwork, the graphics that are on the covers of the sheet music. And this particular wall here has a kind of a geographic spread. There's some sheet music from Monterey, San Jose, Donner Lake, Sacramento.
That's right. We're on the second floor of the museum's exhibition space here, and this is given over to what I call a tour of the Golden State. So we have some songs about modes of transportation, and then we just whiz through the state with songs that are about every little locale, beginning with San Francisco, and then working out from there.
And what was the purpose of this music? Was it sort of the way a school song is today, or a song on behalf of a sports team? I mean, what was the reason for writing these songs?
Boosterism is really the prime reason behind many of them. This reflects a time when people were deeply proud of the place where they lived, where they felt that their hometown was someplace worth singing about. So local citizens, maybe the local piano teacher, would write a song in praise of Monterey, Santa Cruz, Sacramento, wherever they happened to be. And we know that these were sung often at civic celebrations.
Of course, all this music is about California, but this part of the exhibit is the California song, which is called I Love You, California.
That's right. It's the state song. It was written in 1913, and it was written by two members of a Shriners chapter in Los Angeles, and they wrote it for their fellow Shriners to sing in Dallas at a Shriners convention. And probably that would have been the end of it, except somebody got Mary Garden interested in it. Mary Garden was a famous opera singer of that time, and she sang it, wrote a testimonial for it, and eventually, many decades later, was named the state song.
I love you, California.
Here we have some sheet music. It's called Be Good to California, Mr. Wilson. California was good to you. Tell us about that.
This song relates to the presidential election of 1916, which would have been Wilson's re-election campaign. The fact is that women's suffrage didn't arrive in the United States for several years after this, but California allowed women to vote before that.
I didn't know that.
Yes, and already earlier in the 1912 election, women voted in the presidential election, and they voted for Wilson. And you can, there may be many reasons why Wilson won that campaign, but one of them was, according to California women, that they voted for him. And so in this song, they're reminding him that he owes them some payback.
Can we listen to it?
Yes.
James, what would you like people to leave here with?
I'd like people to leave with a smile on their faces, and that seems to be what's happening. A lot of people have said, I had no idea that sheet music was something that even existed as a form of media, and let alone that it's so beautiful. I mean, these covers are really extravagantly beautiful. They're beautiful examples of graphic art from the 19th century and the early 20th century, from the period of lithography and great, striking Victorian design through the arts and crafts periods to really the great era of illustration that we know from books but not really from music. And they provide really a window on history from an unexpected place.
And James, I know a lot of this comes from your personal collection, so thanks for sharing it with us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
That exhibit James Keller curated for the Society of California Pioneers runs through December 7th in San Francisco. If you want to learn the lyrics for the state's song or see images from Singing the Golden State, go to californiareport.org. And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our director is Susie Rocho. Paul Encor is our technical producer this week. We had additional engineering by Howard Gelman. The senior online editor is Gabriel Cohen. We had online help from David Marks and Don Clyde. Our interns are Andres Barraza and Liz Reed. And this week we say thanks and so long to our Sacramento intern, Nicole Nguyen. The producers are Victoria Maleon and Polly Stryker. Our senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, with nomination information about the 2013 Leadership Awards at www.irvine.org. Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information at chevron.com. And the California Endowment, building healthy communities because that's where health happens. More information at calendow.org.